This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Chris Rock will be the star of season 4 of Fargo. Yeah, you heard right. The comedian will be the lead in the quirky AMC drama series based on the Academy Award-winning 1996 film. Described as an immigration and assimilation story and the things we do for money, the new season is set in 1950 in Kansas City. Production begins early next year. That should rock. Sorry. Superstar singer Katy Perry took some time off from her Australian tour to pay a visit to a sick fan after she couldn't attend the singer's concert due to brain tumor surgery. 8-year-old Grace Moores underwent brain surgery last week after learning that she had a tumor. She'd been dreaming about attending Perry's concert in Adelaide, but couldn't go. Well done, Katy. You firework. 2 years after filing for divorce, Angelina Jolie isn't backing down when it comes to her long-running custody battle with Brad Pitt over their 6 kids. Angie's big issue is sharing joint custody with Brad, a source said. She can't see past her anger for Brad that he's on his way to getting joint custody, unquote. Jolie was ordered by the court to allow Pitt more time with their kids. Can you say nasty? George Michael's boyfriend, Fadi Fawaz, took to social media to express his anger at being left out of George's will, tweeting, quote, George, I hate you, unquote. A flurry of additional tweets continued, one more snarky than the next. George's will left his multi-million dollar fortune to his 2 sisters as well as various charities. Bitter? Table for one? Bitter? Fox Studios is poised to win the hottest property in the marketplace at the moment. Ben Affleck will direct and Matt Damon will star in a true crime story about an ex-cop who rigged the McDonald's Monopoly game, stealing $24 million and sharing it with an unsavory group of co-conspirators. Which means some folks ate tons of Big Macs and didn't win anything, except heart disease. John Lennon's assassin told his wife his plans to murder the Beatle 2 months before shooting him dead in 1980, according to new reports. Gloria Hiroko Chapman, wife of killer Mark David Chapman, said that her homicidal husband revealed his plot after returning to Hawaii from a trip to New York. She figured that he had just thought about doing it. Well, she was wrong. Idiot. There's good news for you if you're hoping that season 12 won't be the end of the Big Bang Theory. CBS seems confident that the show will continue beyond the cast's current contracts. Warner Brothers TV signed new cast deals last year for $900,000 per person. Now the network will be looking at another round of negotiations with its cast. The prospect made CBS's Les Moonves so excited, he groped himself. Demi Lovato has broken her silence following a drug overdose that landed her in the hospital for several days. I've always been transparent about my journey with addiction, the troubled star said. What I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It's something I must continue to overcome and have not done yet. We wish her luck. Secrets, they always come out. A reboot of the classic 80s sitcom The Facts of Life is in early stages at Sony Pictures TV. Appian Way, the company run by Leonardo DiCaprio, is in negotiations to produce the project alongside Jessica Biel via her Iron Ocean Films. The potential series is looking for a writer. Coincidentally, star Charlotte Ray, 92, passed away last week, probably after seeing the treatment. Iggy Azalea is bearing all in a series of promo photos for her new EP, Survive the Summer. The rapper shared images of herself without any clothes. She captioned her photo series, STS is out. Ah. And the caption on her last image read, quote, haters can't stand me, but they love me at the bank, unquote. Yeah, if she's dressed like that at the ATM, yeah, we do. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs told his daughter she smelled like a toilet when she visited him on his deathbed. She writes in a new memoir about their troubled relationship. Lisa Brennan Jobs visited her dad about every other month for the year before his death of complications from pancreatic cancer in 2011 and had given up on a reconciliation. Jobs died at age 56. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson experienced a power outage while celebrating his new champagne brand, Le Chemin du Roi, at a club in West Hollywood. After addressing the crowd and toasting to the success of his bubbly, as well as his hit show Power, the lights went out. He didn't let it end his night, though, with guests continuing to hang out via candlelight. Maybe the show should be called Power Outage. It's no secret that real estate in Los Angeles can be a dirty business, but a deal gone wrong concerning the Brady Bunch house in North Hollywood has Lance Bass, former member of NSYNC, angry. Bass says he was used by Douglas Elliman, the real estate firm representing the listing, to drive up the price of the house. HGTV ended up getting it and will restore it to its original look. Groovy! Britney Spears had a nightmare on stage at Brighton Pride in the UK when she forgot where she was and had to ask a backup dancer. The 36-year-old pop star was the headliner, and midway through her performance, she turned to a dancer and said, "Where are we?" This was the opening date of her European tour. Halfway through her first song, she also forgot the lyrics. How does that even matter when you're lip-syncing? Idiot! The Trash Bin. Sean Weiss, co-star of the 1992 film The Mighty Ducks, was arrested in Northern California after police found him high on drugs and acting bizarrely with a flashlight. Weiss, 38, was booked after officers found him after midnight outside a closed business complex in Oroville, high as a kite. He previously had been arrested for using meth. Yep, loser.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat all reported slowing or declining users in the most recent quarter. Apple reports $9.5 billion in services revenue, up 31% since last year. Google is planning a return to the China search market with a new censored app. After almost a decade and billions in outside investment, Magic Leap's mixed reality headset is on sale for $2,300. Good luck with that.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Monster Shark rules as the Meg's number one at the box office.
The number one album.
Travis Scott's Astroworld is the number one album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition remains the number one app.
The number one book.
Dan Brown's Origins is the number one fiction book for a second week.
Anne-Marie is a British singer and songwriter. She's been in the business since the age of six, when she appeared on stage in London in a production of Les Mis. Stateside, she was best known for her vocals on the Clean Bandit hit Rockabye, which has been certified multi-platinum in numerous countries. That was until her collaboration this year with DJ Marshmello, Friends, a top five hit in the US, the UK, and across Europe. That got her tons of new fans. Now her first solo album has spawned a single that we really like. From her debut album, Speak Your Mind, here's Anne-Marie with the Song of the Week, 2002.
We were only 11, but acting like grown-ups like we are in the present. Drinking from plastic cups, singing love is forever and never. Well, I guess that was true. Dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods of an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, say, oops, I got 99 problems singing bye, bye, bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you and me on the days when we were young, singing at the top of both our lungs on the day we fell in love. Ooh, ooh, on the day we fell in love. Ooh, ooh, on the day we fell in love.
Tomorrow's UK singer Anne Marie with the Song of the Week, 2002. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.